From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States Monday suspended negotiations with Russia on reviving a failed ceasefire in Syria and setting up a joint military cell to target jihadists. In a written statement, State Department spokesman John Kirby said this is not a decision that was taken lightly, accusing Russia and its Syrian ally of stepping up attacks on civilian areas. Kirby's comments come as Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday that Russia was concerned about the developing situation in Syria and is seeking to normalize it. That is the Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov speaking at a news conference Monday. He says we're concerned about the attempts by some participants of the process inside and outside Syria to act regardless of the decisions of the UN Security Council. We want to remove all obstacles standing in the way of achieving everything that has been agreed in relation to Syria normalization. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. A leading Egyptian al-Qaeda figure was killed in a drone attack in the rebel-held Idlib province, according to two jihadist sources Monday. They said Abu al-Faraj al-Masri was killed when an unidentified drone hit the vehicle he was traveling in Idlib's Syria's northwest. Suicide bombers struck two Shiite-majority areas of the Iraqi capital Monday, killing at least 10 people, according to security and medical officials. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today on Kunduz. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. Meanwhile, the Taliban says they have captured several checkpoints in Kunduz. This is VOA News.